This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Usually you'll hear a 100 Word Story from me or one of the regular guest contributors here, but it's Saturday, and on Saturdays we do this thing called the Weekly Challenge. I post a topic, and you have a week to come up with a 100 Word Story based on that topic. And then we do this. We put them all together and vote and blah, 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 blah. In the background, you can hear the music composed by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Entrancing, isn't it? Anyway, this is the 45th weekly challenge. 45th? No, 55th. 55th weekly challenge. The topic was selected by Chris of Platypus Society, and it's transportation. How many stories did we get this week? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9... Well, actually, there's 10, because the story that goes first belongs to none other than Planet Z. Here it is. I can't believe you actually voted for the one last week, and God help you if you vote for this one. Okay, here we go, Planet Z.
Norman Mineta stepped out of the back of his limousine and saw their faces. The ghosts were waiting for him, as they did every morning outside the Department of Transportation. Thousands of them. They waved the memos, briefs, and studies at him, documenting the need for reinforced cockpit doors on all domestic airliners. Others waved receipts from the airline industry lobbyists, the ones who convinced him it made bad business sense to do so. As he walked into his office, 19 more ghosts welcomed him in. They said, "Thank you, corrupt infidel," before returning to their 72 virgins in paradise.
Okay. Thank you, Planet Z. The text from Planet Z's story, and everyone else's for that matter, can be found in the show notes. Where's the location of it? Podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There's also links to their homepages and podcasts, so you can check out all the other things they do in their free time. People have free time these days? I didn't know that. Now let's check out the veterans. I'm going to play them in the order that I received them in. First up, Tom a Footnote. From the tiny pump house in the hill, let's hear what Tom's got for us today.
Hello, night people. This is Tom, a footnote. In my spare time, I do about 1,000 other podcasts. One of them, called MIDI, is celebrating its one-year anniversary this week. So if you like music without words, give it a try. Tonight's tale is called Officer of the Ministry of Transportation. Javert knew Valjean for 20 years. On the 15th of every month, Valjean arrived at the border with his rig. Javert tore that truck apart searching for the counterband that the smuggler had somehow concealed from him. Each month, the dispatch back to Interpol was the same. Javert was retiring this month, and this amused Valjean, for he too was retiring. "I got to know how you did it," pleaded Javert. "Then I'll write it down for you." As Valjean drove out of sight, Javert opened the paper and read the single word message: trucks.
Wow. a whole atmosphere, right in 100 words. It's amazing how people can craft these worlds and pack them in so tightly. I guess that's the exercise. Thank you, Tom. Next up is Tabitha. She's returned after a hiatus here. She's doing all these Buffy and Whedon things, and check them all out. You can check out the link at the show notes for the one of the Buffy things, but she's got a whole bunch. Hope she's got a promo in this one of all of them. It's so hard to keep track of. Here comes Tabitha. Hi, Tabby.
Hi, everyone. This is Tabitha. Sorry that I've been absent, but yeah, life just gets in the way sometimes. I am bringing you a 100-word story about Buffy Season 8, the comic books. So if you haven't read the story, this is a little spoilery, but in a big way. And you'll understand when I read the story. I want to thank everybody for listening to Strangely Literal and Fantabulous. And I'm also working on a audio drama with a bunch of other Buffy fans that is coming out this fall. So there's going to be a promo for that at the end of this. Have a fantabulous day.
Well, I can't take you in a fight or anything, even with a chip in your head. But you do sleep. If you hurt my sister at all, touch her, you're going to wake up on fire.
Giant Transportation by Tabitha Smith. What's the fastest way to get from here to there? For Buffy Summers, Queen of the Slayers, the choice was easy. Dawn, Buffy's sister, who was once a mystical key, is now mystically a giant because she had sex with a Thricewise. Don't ask me. I don't write them. I just read them. Dawn could bring Buffy anywhere she wanted to go. Dawn carried Buffy in the palm of her hand, almost like a toy. Well, it was a good mode of transportation until the day Dawn had a run-in with the police, who said, "Come out with your hands up." Oops. I hope you enjoyed this 100-word story. And as always, you can check me out at www.strangelyliteral.com. And here's a promo for my new audio drama coming this fall, Buffy Between the Lines.
In another dimension, far from our world, was a place of pain and power. It was ruled over by three cruel, sadistic gods. Their rule was absolute, and things seemed to be going well. But one was more evil and heinous than the others, and they feared her power. In order to save themselves, they banished the third, Glorificus, to Earth. She came in the form of an infant baby boy. Glory, as she was often called, knew that there was a mystical key that could return her to her dimension. Once there, she could exact vengeance on those who had banished her. Yes?
Do you have the wonderful, beautiful, and mighty Glorificus' Key of Doom?
Who?
Glorificus. Glory.
Key?
Key of Doom. Have you seen it?
What does it look like? Yes?
If you don't have the key, maybe you have Glory's hairbrush from hell.
No.
Her dress of destruction? Stilettos of evilness?
Go away.
This job gets harder every day.
Buffy Between the Lines, www.buffybetweenthelines.com.
Yay, Buffy Between the Lines. Okay. Thank you, Tabitha. Okay, next up is Liana of Hodgepodge Point. Liana, what's up?
Hey everyone, it's Liana from hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com, where lately I've been finding gold nuggets in my yard. I think there might be something wrong with my dogs. First off, I want to apologize for the low recording last week. I'm either blaring in your ear or whispering sweet stupids. Maybe one day I'll figure it out. Also, for this week's challenge number 55, Transportation, I have decided to take on Terry's additional challenge to continue on with last week's characters. This is a one-time and one-time-only offer, Terry. So here is my story titled, It Was for the Children. Sean hated transportation missions because of boredom. He was relieved this trip in the semi carried his buddies, Bernie and Tom. They played together on a set of Nintendo DS consoles, their faces ghostly lit by the screens. Bernie chuckled over Tom's gaming frustration before falling forward from the semi's braking. The back door swung open, and a swarm of sixth graders piled into the trailer. They all held bats or hockey sticks and menacing smiles. Sean held his DS close to his chest. "Who thought kids need to play outside more often?" he whispered before the group rushed them.
"Aww, kid's getting beaten up. I guess my Atari kept me from getting some ass kickings. Thank you, Liana. Yay! Okay, who's up next? Let me look at the list. List. Tom and Tabitha and Liana and Mike James from MikeThinks.com.
Hi, this is Mike James from the Mike Thinks Podcast, www.MikeThinks.com. And this is my entry into the 100-word story podcast, Transportation. If you have any comments or suggestions, give me a call, 347-BUG-MIKE. Toddlers believe that parents' shoulders provide perfect transportation. Kids know real transportation involves pedals and handlebars. Teenagers are certain anything with a steering wheel, dented, rusted, and barely running is the ultimate transportation. Almost without notice, transportation becomes a family minivan. Then, in what many consider post-traumatic 40s disorder, soon, a ragtop sports car appears. Later, transportation grows large, boxy, and slow. You realize, peering over your steering wheel, eternal rhythmic green turn indicator soothing your soul. The left lane really is much nicer. And the transportation never mattered. It was the friends and family who traveled with you.
Aww, that's so sweet. At least I think it's sweet. Oh well. Thank you, Mike. Next up is an unusual story that I found in the inbox by someone going by the name of KC Keyword. Okay. Here we go.
Hi, this is KC Keyword with the 100 Word Stories Podcast, Transportation. Ted didn't need transportation to find cheap Viagra, Russian sex slaves, or Britney Spears crotch photographs. No, he needed transportation to the International Keyword Optimization Symposium. It was getting hard to find real valid Windows Vista keygen programs. Ted was determined to figure out exactly how keywords worked. As Taxi 14 passed him by, he reached in his pocket hoping to find some cheap Canadian drugs for his headache. Yes, he celebrated quietly, one Oxycontin left. Ted promised himself that as soon as he received his free credit report and his Nintendo Wii in stock, he was buying a car.
Nate. Oh, God, the server's going to be so screwed. Oh, that's going to get ingested and mess everything up, man. Oh, yeah, that one's going in there. Oh, thank you. I needed that after this weekend. All right. Whew, thank you, KC Keyword. Next up is Chris of Platypus Society, who's been on a tear recently. Let's check out what the Wizard of Platypusness has come up with this week.
Hello, Chris Carlisle back again for another 100-word challenge here at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com on the subject of transportation, specifically flying and we're ready for takeoff. God, that was cheesy. I hate flying. It's not that I have a fear of heights. I have a fear of Phil. Who's Phil, you ask? Phil's the guy responsible for tightening bolts on the wings. Phil's good at his job, but perhaps one time about 10 years ago, he got distracted while tightening a bolt and shorted it a quarter turn. Over the course of a decade of takeoffs and landings, that bolt is probably hanging by its last thread. Was this the plane Phil was working on? Is this the flight the bolt comes off? I guess I'll find out soon enough.
Can't keep my eyes from the circling sky. Tongue tied and twisted, just an earthbound history.
Very cool. Thank you, Chris. Although another song that you could have used might have been 5 Miles Out by Mike Oldfield. That could have been cool, too. Who knows? If you have the vocal track, your track for recording, could you send that to me? I want to try it on 5 Miles Out and see. But that was cool. I like that one. And finally, one that isn't about bull queers. Okay, next up... Yeah, it's time for the Smiths. La 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 la. You know, while I'm babbling here, I'm just going to go into my inbox and do size, and I'm going to look for a Smith Family theme, Banana Splits, and save. And here we go. There's the theme. You wanted it. You wanted it back. Well, there it is. Now, I'm not shifting stories around so that the Smiths all go at once at the end of the podcast. If one of them wins, they all go at the front of the podcast. How's that for a deal? So they can all team up and vote for each other, and you can vote for them. Anyway, that's it for the theme. Okay, here we go. The first of the Smiths. If you want to know who it is, it's Ted of Ted's Podcast, the granddaddy of them all, even though not really granddaddy. Never mind. Here's Ted.
Hi, this is Ted, and this is my submission for the 55th weekly challenge of the 100 Word Story podcast. Transportation. The man in the long, black trench coat caught my attention. Psst, hey buddy, interested in something cool? I'm selling this cheap today, but tomorrow it's going up. I stopped to see what he was selling. This is the latest and greatest mode of transportation yet, he said with a sly grin. How much? I asked. 500. He said, remember, tomorrow will be twice that. I thought about it, decided I really didn't need the cat fur suit anyway, so I paid him. Here you go, pal. Just push that button and you'll see. I hesitated, then thought, what the hell? I pushed the button.
Woo! Wow. Cool. Thank you, Tom. Next up is... Which of the Smiths is left? How many more? Two. Patty. Patty the Smitty gal. Here she is. With her... story.
Hey, Smitty Gal here with weekly challenge number 55, transportation. If you're wondering why my voice sounds like it does today, well, I was out doing a little too much partying last night, and I'm paying for it today, but it was well worth it. Anyway, here's my 100 word story entitled Mike. Mike was the coolest school bus driver. He rigged up a stereo system and 6 speakers inside the long yellow bus, and he blasted Frampton, Boston, Fleetwood Mac for us every day to and from Del Mar High School. He was only 3 or 4 years older than the seniors, and every girl thought he was cute. He had an eye for the young ladies, and he would flirt back at them from behind his mirrored aviator sunglasses. On days when he wasn't wearing the sunglasses, Mike's eyes were glassy red, and his pupils were pinned. He sold the best pot.
I think smoking was last, like, week? Or a week before that? I'm not sure. Anyway, well, there's transportation in there. Okay, cool. Right? See, the thing is, you don't have to have the actual word of the theme in your story. It can just be the theme of it. Transportation. And there you go. Next up is Tom, with a silent four in his name. Here we go.
Greetings, fellow potters. Is that a word, potter? Listeners and general nerds. This is Tom from StuffCast, providing you with my submission for week 55. Transportation. And here comes the continuing adventures of Bob and Julio. After Bob and Julio's disastrous grizzly hunt in Seattle, they headed south. Just driving. No particular place to go. Despite Julio's objections, Bob picked up a hitchhiker just past Goose Lake in Oregon. They dropped him off in Arcata and moving on out to Highway 61. They stayed in Motel 6s along the way east. Julio didn't like cheap motels, but Bob didn't mind. He thought that the measure of a good organization was the smell left on one's hands after using the bathroom soap, and these places were just fine. Road trips ain't what they used to be.
Thank you, Tom, with a silent four in his name. And now you're... Wait. We don't... Planet Z's already done it. Okay, I'll just fire up the music here. Hold on. And there you have it. 10 stories about transportation. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories this week to be a part of the weekly challenge. But which one was the best? Head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones from this week. Then when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in Weekly Challenge 56, pick the topic in Weekly Challenge 57, and they win official 100-word stories, podcast, refrigerator, magnets. There's more to do at the website than just vote. You can check out show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, and the text of the stories in case you can't understand what the hell they're saying. There's also archives of a bunch of other 100-word stories up there. Over 1,000 episodes in all. Let's see someone else say there's over 1,000 episodes of a podcast on their site. Nobody can. Well, unless they've taken them from all over the place or they run Podcast Pickle or Pod Show or something like that. Who do I look like? Gary Leland? Adam Curry? I don't think so. No, I look like me. I look like me. I'm me. That's a midget. Need to subscribe to the feed. There's lots of links to various directories and podcatchers on the site, including one-click options for iTunes and the awesome Scrumtaculous PodcastReady.com. As I mentioned before, the musical theme is by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. I could just listen to this all day and listen. By the way, on the archive site on the top, a great thing that you ought to try for your own podcast, the Pickle Player. It's very cool. And there also, if you get an account over at Podcast Pickle, you can have, you know, all your stuff aggregated into a pickle thing with your favorites. And very useful. We're going to be back tomorrow with another thrilling episode of the Wacky Adventures of... Oh, I haven't been here for weeks. But next week, it'll be the next weekly challenge. You know, I've been reading this book, Lincoln's Melancholy, and I've been getting some great quotes, how Lincoln was a really crazy, screwed-up dude, you know, in 1840, 1841. So I'm getting these great quotes, but I can't write squat. Writing squat sucks. I'll post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit. Thank you for listening, and as always, keep it a briefer.